sometimes we're told the thinking mind is a problem, that if you didn't think, you wouldn't have any problems. But there are a lot of people out there who don't think very much, and they have lots of problems. It's just the case that some kinds of thoughts cause problems. Other kinds of thoughts are actually part of the path. The thinking that gets you to think in terms of right resolve, right speech, right action, right effort. It's all to the good. So it's not a question of just blanking out. We get the mind still so that it can rest and come from a position of strength. And then it can use its thinking wisely, think in terms of the Four Noble Truths, what's called appropriate attention. Ask yourself, where is there some suffering right now? Where is there any stress? The next question is, what am I doing to contribute to that? And what can I do to stop? That kind of thinking is worthwhile. Other thoughts that go beyond that, outside of that, are actually a waste of time. And sometimes they actually get in the way. So be very careful about what you think, but also remember that thinking is important. The Buddha had to think all the way along his path. He would try different things, and the question was how to best pursue that particular path of practice. When he found that he had done the best job and still didn't lead to the deathless, then he had to think again, what might be another way. He came across another idea and he followed that, thought his best to figure out how to do that. It was finally that he would incline his mind to get his mind into concentration, but then he would incline his mind to certain questions. Finally, the question was, what is the cause of suffering? How can it be ended? That kind of thinking is good. So be very careful about how you think. We're not here just to blank out. I don't know how many people have written to me recently about just wanting to blank out, hoping that they get the mind into deep concentration, and that will automatically cut through their defilements, cut through their misunderstandings. Now, concentration is necessary, but it's not sufficient. You have to get the mind quiet, and then you have to learn how to think. It's like the practice of right speech. You don't just say, well, I'm just going to speak at all. You have to be more precise about what you just talk about and what you don't talk about. And when you get more precise like that, and understanding where the real cause is, that's when you begin to get better results. So the problem isn't thinking. The problem isn't speaking. The problem is thinking without skill, speaking without skill. And we're here to learn the proper skills so that we can get some good use out of our words, out of our thoughts, out of all our activities.